Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1151, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 303. Now, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Mokoyim. I just want to go through this shir real quickly, just sort of like sum it up and go through the details, zoom in on the, if one is eating outside, the general halacha as to eating outside, because we've been talking about it bits and pieces back and forth. I just want to, you know, sort of sum it up. It gets a little bit complicated when we have bits and pieces in one shir, bits and pieces in one, another shir. So lemaisa, bottom line is somebody's eating in a non-enclosed area, outside in a non-enclosed area. We spoke a lot about an enclosed area where it's sort of like one room you move around when you fence it in all sides. Now, what about a non-enclosed area? It's open. I'm in the park. It's open. It's not enclosed. Right? I'm in the zoo picnic area. It's open for what's now. I want to move around from place to place. How exactly is that going to work? And of course, we're dealing with, again, Shahakol, Wadama, and Ta'etz. If it's a mezonos or hamoitzi and you wash, so that's not a problem. That's not the issue. We're dealing plain and simple. There's halachas of whereby you have to bench in the same place you ate, right? But that's separate. But now, as far as do you need a new bracha rishon, a new bracha before eating again, when you move from table to table outside when it is non-enclosed, or from bench to bench, whatever the case might be. So it depends on whether one is able to see the original location where they ate, plain and simple. Now, we spoke about in the past, interesting, I don't want anybody to mix it up, as far as seeing the place, like if I go outside, I'm in my house, I'm drinking a coffee, and I go outside. Now, from the outside, I could see inside where I was started drinking the coffee, right? So if I could see inside, it's a machloek. As we said, some say yes, some say not. So one would not remake the bracha, but one has to be careful not to do that. But these are totally separate halachas. In other words, the fact that I could see in the house where I started drinking, and now I went outside, or if I have the coffee with me and I'm going to continue drinking outside, I want to sit outside, right? It's a nice day. I want to sit outside somewhere, whatever the case is. I'm not going to get into what went and where, but be it as it may, I want to now see, and I can see the place where I started drinking, so that's a machloikis, right? But that's a separate issue. That's from the house to outside, or from outside to the house, or whatever the case might be. Either way, it goes right back and forth. But over here, we're dealing with the case. It's just I'm outside. I'm in the park, finished. Now I start eating at one table, one picnic table, and now I want to continue my salad, let's say my hadoma, at another picnic table, right? And the place is not enclosed. So make a long story short, if one is able to see the original location over here when it's outside and not enclosed, then it would not be considered Shinoi Makom and no new bracha would be required. And that's l'chatchila, that's the halacha, that's how it works outside. Now, even more l'chatchila, if you want to call it, one should try to stay within Dalet Ames as much as possible of the original place where they started to eat or to drink, even though they're able to see the place from the second location. As much as possible, you try and stay within Dalet Ames. In general, we say Dalet Ames of a person is sort of like his domain where he's at, and that he's still within the original place. And over there, we spoke about in the past, it also goes for bread, right? Somebody washed for bread also, whereby we say you're benching in the place where you ate. So as long as you're within Dalet Ames, let's in a case in time whereby you're outside and it's not enclosed and so on. So you're still considered, quote unquote, in the place where you ate as long as you're within the Dalet Ames. So as much as possible, one should try and stay l'chatchila Dalet Ames. But it would also be l'chatchila if somebody moves to a different place and they can still see the original location when they are outside. So that's the halacha, it goes like that. Now, if one is unable to see, right, I sit down on a bench in the park, right, and I'm eating on my in the picnic table my salad, let's say, or I'm drinking my coffee, whatever, shahakol, okay, eitzu adama, and now I move to another table, and I'm not able to see the first location where I started eating. So what do we mean by not able to see the original location? It's too far, something blocking. So either way, the place can confirm, bring down either way. One is unable to see the first location, whether because the first location is too far away or whether there are trees, let's say, right? If I'm in the park, for example, again, this example is park, but it could be in the zoo picnic area, it could be anywhere. But the point is that it's not enclosed. So whether the person, the first location is too far, or whether there are trees that are blocking, right? It's just I move to another table and it's just blocked off by trees. I just flat out don't see the first location. So then the second location would be considered a new location and a new bracha would be required. That would be a real case of shinoi makan. So again, one would have to make a new bracha. So let's make it clear. I'm eating my salad. And the place I'm sitting is not enclosed. I move to some other table. As long as I can still see the first place whereby I started eating the salad, I would not have to make a new hadama, assuming the salad's hadama, right? Or if I'm drinking the coffee, I move to a different table where I can still see the original picnic table where I started eating. So then I do not have to remake the bracha. But if I move to a place, a different picnic table, for example, whereby I cannot see the original location, whether it's too far away or whether it's being blocked off by trees and stuff like that, or whatever it's being blocked off by, but I flat out I cannot see it. So then I would have to make a new bracha in the second area when I move. It will be a real shinimakim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.